Hey everyone, welcome to episode 2 of the Wellness Zoe podcast. I am your host, Dorothy Griggs, and just excited that you are here again. I'm here with you, and we are here to get wisdom, which is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all you're getting, get understanding. And the Wellness Zoe podcasts are created to do just that, to help you get wisdom and understanding, not just in wellness, but as people would say, wellness, but also in all areas of our lives, which include spiritual renewal, health and wholeness, financial wellness, just prosperity. It encompasses so much. And we're going to talk some more about that in this episode. Now, this episode was created, like all of my episodes, to empower you with purposeful tasks each day on how to create and implement those strategies discussed for maximum impact in our lives and to our world. And with that, let's get started into today's topic, which is the most powerful way to be a doer into realms of distinction. And that most powerful way is self-discipline. Self-discipline is the key to distinction. Now, I've heard it said that we walk by common sense, we drive by principles, but we fly by instructions. So the trainers of finals in flight are called instructors if you're learning how to fly. They're not teachers. They train you on what to do. So they don't go by your opinions. Flight instructors actually have a checklist of what you must do in order to fly. So we fly in our prosperity and our wellness in all areas of our lives by instructions. We don't want to just use common sense. We don't want to just use principles. We want to fly, and that gets us where we need to go faster by instructions. Now, engaging the power of self-discipline is really a mystery. A lot of people don't understand it, but I can say for sure that no one can be enthroned in any field without the power of self-discipline in their lives. There are certain behavioral patterns that we must do to be enthroned, but a careless life can rob any of us from it. So let's talk about self-discipline and the definition of it. Self-discipline is your deliberate choice for the profitable above the acceptable. Paul said, paraphrased in 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. And that just means that Paul realized I'm under a self-set rule and set of rules to only go for what edifies me, what builds me up, what secures my future. So all things are doable and they're acceptable, but not all things are expedient. So we really need to locate help from above. We really need to ask God for help in this area of self-discipline. I know a lot of can be said on willpower, and a lot can be said on that there's a point where willpower, it expires. You're just unable to go on willpower anymore. Self-discipline, getting help from God to be disciplined, operates in a way that you're able to do as commanded by your task and not as convenient. You don't wait for great things. In other words, you take great steps into great things. Great steps actually are the highway to great things. So if you don't move and take a step, nothing will move. All right. So until I make a move, God can't move. A lot of times we said, oh, I'm just waiting on God. I've heard that said in certain circles. Or I'm just waiting on a sign so I'll know when to move. No, you have to move. Then you commit God and all of his wonderful resources and the earth around you to make moves and assist you in whatever it is you're wanting to accomplish. So don't wait. Realize that every success is a product of hard and productive work. And Proverbs 22:29, it says, do you see a person who excels in his work, his or her work? They will stand before kings. They will not stand before mere or unknown men. All right. So, for example, those who win the Nobel Peace Prize or those who even win the Super Bowl, they have excelled. I mean, in the Nobel Peace Prize, it could be in the area of science, or those in the Super Bowl, they have excelled in the area of football. So you have to excel in order to stand before kings, in order to stand before presidents, in order to be acknowledged as the best. You have to excel in your work, and that requires self-discipline. Again, in Proverbs 12:24, you'll see that it says the hand of the diligent will rule, but the lazy man will be put to forced labor. And that's doing labor you hate. You're going to be forced to do it. So you just need to be diligent, have that self-discipline, and you'll rule in life. You'll rule in your wellness. You'll rule in your financial prosperity. You'll rule in your health and wholeness. So it is work that defines worth. All right. Your work, W-O-R-K, defines your worth, W-O-R-T-H. And how much I work on myself is what defines my ultimate worth. Work is a must for anyone who desires to take the lead. Again, you'll see that one of the greatest apostles in the Bible, who wrote almost 2/3 of the New Testament and almost single-handedly, I mean, was the greatest salesman that ever lived and got the gospel out to the nations. Paul, he said, I labored more abundantly than they all, talking about his peers. But not I, he said, but the grace of God, which was with me. So even Paul knew that you can't just use, you know, willpower. You need the grace of God or the power of God to help you labor more abundantly at what you're doing, to be prosperous, to be healthy, to be whole. You need that power. That's what grace is. It's power, the power of God to labor more abundantly. So it's your part to be played of, you know, laboring, but it's God's part for us to look to him to help us labor in that area and see that we'll receive when we work together in partnership. Now, in conclusion, I just want to, you know, reiterate that what you think and what you say is all that will become of you. What you don't say, you will never see. So it's so important to discipline our thoughts. Our success destiny has its roots in our mind. Because as a person thinks, that's who he or she is. So until your mind is renewed, your life cannot be transformed. It's not what happens outside to you. Oh, I'm a victim of my neighborhood, my circumstances, and my marriage, these kids. No, it's what you have prepared on the inside of you that's going to catapult you into realms of distinction. And what you have begins with what you think. And what you think determines what you say. So in Matthew 21:21, paraphrase, Jesus says, I can guarantee you this truth. If you have faith and don't doubt in your heart, which is your spirit, your inner man, if you have that belief and don't doubt at all, you will have what you say. So remember, we will have indescribable prosperity in health, in our wealth, and in our spirit, man, but we must discipline our thoughts. And this is a daily task. We must think well and we will speak well. Then it will be well with us. And I just also wanted to mention that there are three levels of discipline that are vital for the success plan of God in your life and in my life. These steps, these things are breakthrough thoughts, breakthrough words, and then breakthrough steps. So as you're thinking it and as you're speaking it, you're taking the steps to match. Discipline begins first from within before it will be shown without. Discipline is operating as commanded, not as convenient. All right. So if you've enjoyed this podcast, please tell a friend and continue to be a blessing that you were placed on this earth to be. Peace and blessings to all of you. I will talk to you next time. Bye.